Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Do you find that Christmas brings out the best in all of us? Unless specifically instructed not to, people dress up and come to Christmas gatherings expecting enjoyment and also expecting that things will be done with excellence in music, food, and festivities. Am I right? Why? That expectation stirs my Christmas question for today. Why a smelly, filthy animal stable in a tiny village involving insignificant people for the incarnation of God, the birth of King Jesus? If God is sovereign over all things and God is all-powerful, then would you agree God could devise any plan and organize all the details of that plan so the incarnation of God into our world could take place anywhere God wanted, at any time God thought was best, right? We should therefore conclude that the birth of Jesus, involving Joseph, Mary, and shepherds in a smelly animal stable in overcrowded Bethlehem during the reign of Caesar Augustus and King Herod the Great, was exactly the perfect setting and the perfect time for God's visit to planet Earth, at least according to God's plan. Do you agree? And because so many prophecies spanning hundreds of years were fulfilled in how and where the Christmas story unfolded, we should conclude this remarkable Christmas plan of God was clear in God's mind millennia before it actually happened. And God orchestrated the details to occur as prophesied. Have you ever thought about that? So come with me deeper into the Christmas story this Monday, and let's seek to answer this Christmas question. Why a smelly, filthy animal stable in a tiny village involving insignificant people for the incarnation of God, the birth of King Jesus? First is the word humility. Humility is the absence of pride, self-advancement, and arrogance. Christmas is God's invitation to our human race, each of us, all of us, into a personal, loving relationship with holy, all-powerful, eternal God. But it requires humility. God took all the initiative to come to earth and offer us a relationship with God, which we could not possibly imagine nor accomplish. God modeled for us the humility required for this remarkable, wonderful, deeply fulfilling, outrageously exciting relationship between any person and Almighty God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 7 explains that. Pride prevents such a relationship with God. Arrogance aborts the conception of this amazing relationship with God. The Christmas arrival of God in the person of helpless baby Jesus, born in an animal stable, is a picture of the humble extreme to which Almighty Creator God is willing to go to be available to any and every human being, from the wealthy, educated, accomplished, to the poor, uneducated, disadvantaged among us. No one is excluded by God. But oh, so easily we disqualify ourselves from this God-offered relationship by refusing in our pride to acknowledge our need for a Savior, our need for help only God can give us. Do we understand this profound truth concept? How do you and I measure our humility as the doorway to the miracle of beginning and nurturing a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, God incarnate, this Christmas season? Second is the word faith. While we each live every day depending on a great deal of faith in so many practical things which we assume and cannot control, still most of us want to control our own lives in every way. Every person who experienced the miracle and wonder of the Christmas story did so by living great faith in God. Those who missed the wonder of the Christmas event refused to believe what God invited them into. A young virgin teenager, Mary, amazingly responded to the unimaginable things the angel Gabriel told her about a God-induced pregnancy and she becoming the earthly mother of the Son of God with these powerful words of great faith. I am the Lord's servant. May it be unto me as you have said. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Do you hear both profound humility and outrageous faith in Mary? Joseph was afraid and angry when he heard of his fiancée's unexplainable pregnancy. He moved into control mode, determined to protect his personal reputation. But an angel urged Joseph to believe God's explanation and take Mary as his wife, in full view of an entire town who would never believe the truth about her claim of a divinely accomplished pregnancy. Joseph knew that if they married, both he and Mary would live in the doubt and shame everyone would place upon their claim of moral purity, and the son she bore would be assumed to be illegitimate. I've never spoken this word before as it relates to Jesus, but in truth, by refusing to believe the claim of divine conception, Jesus would be considered a bastard. Oh my, that sends a shiver up my spine. But Matthew tells us Joseph did not hesitate once convinced of God's instructions to him. In great faith, Joseph stepped courageously forward. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Matthew chapter 1. Do you see, my friends, that the power of the life-changing relationship God offers you and me and any person is based on the degree of our faith in God and his truth? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. When the angels disappeared in the sky, the shepherds had an important choice to make. Did they believe the angelic announcement about the birth of the Messiah Savior in Bethlehem, or was it simply too outrageous? Did they believe God could care about shepherds who were often humiliated by people? The record says, when the angels had left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Luke chapter 2, verse 15. And as you know, because they went in humility and great faith, they were the first to see Jesus, God incarnate in the manger, we presume in a smelly stable. And as they spread the word in that busy Bethlehem, we have no record that anyone else came. No one in Bethlehem was willing to humble themselves or believe that God would come to earth in that place, at that time, in that way. Not even from the overcrowded inn served by that simple stable. So, this Monday, how is your heart, my friend? Humble and filled with faith in God, ready to experience everything God has planned for you this Christmas season? Or too busy, too prideful, too self-confident, too much in control, and therefore likely to miss the miraculous that God would like to accomplish in your life and mine and our world this Christmas? Ponder that as we worship Jesus, God the Son, our Savior and King,